that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Come on, man. Start this shit up.
It started, motherfucker.
Yeah, start it up,
no,
man.
No, it's already started,
told
motherfucker.
You keep trying to put that goddamn pork palm on the back of his elbows.
No, they can hear you. They can hear you.
Let's go.
Let me get my cushion right. Because my ass hurt.
What?
So I got to get the cushion. Hold
what are
on.
You talking about? My ass doesn't hurt.
Get the fuck out of
stop
here.
Stop explaining yourself.
No, I'm telling you. Like, don't
just,
do that bullshit.
Just say, get the fuck out of here. You don't need to explain yourself. Because when you explain yourself, they be like, maybe his ass too.
Every
hurt
time you come out here with your Jesus piece all out, you change, man. You're a different nigga. I see how it goes.
Nah, you got on
gold. I see how this shit is, Moses.
You got on gold.
My shit tucked in.
And you got a pinky ring.
Get the fuck.
Y'all niggas sound like a married couple, man. Come on.
What the fuck?
I'm sick of your
married couple shit.
You see how this nigga day?
Y'all facing each other, arguing. Y'all niggas look married right now.
You mad, you way over there at the end.
You right.
Yeah.
Look at angry. Look at angry. Look at him.
Let's go.
I'm at the kid's sex. I'm fucking mad.
Kiss and make up, niggas.
Get the fuck out of here.
There you go.
You know what? I'm going to start like this. Fuck Dave and fuck Moses. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Bitches.
Dave B.
Fuck you, Dave.
What's up, guys, man? What's up with y'all, man? What's up with y'all?
No, no, no.
What's up with y'all, man?
Tell him, man.
What you mean? Yeah. Relax. We got it. Anyway, how you niggas, man?
I'm good.
You good? How you feeling, Dave?
Cool.
We got Jizzle in this bitch. We got another guest in here. But I don't know what she wants me to call her.
Another guest.
So we just going to say Casper. You know what I'm saying? We going to roll with Casper. We got one of our cousins, Casper. And speaking to the mic, Casper, like, scoot up.
He ain't said shit.
Oh, my God. So shy. Well, get some dirty water. Get some more dirty water in your cup, at least. Get some more dirty water
queen
in your cup.
Call her Queen Casper. I'm going to call her Queen.
Queen Casper.
Queen Casper.
Queen Casper.
Queen, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Okay.
She got a mindset right, so don't play.
Shout out to Mr. Jet. He's working. My young bull.
Word.
You know what I mean?
We doing it out here, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
New intro coming soon.
That's a fact.
It's going to be fire. Griselda, bitch. That's how I'm feeling. You know what I mean? I like the Griselda sound. My nigga, so my son's birthday just passed. You know I did the wrestling thing. WWE. Cool. That was part of his birthday.
Yeah.
But we spent the whole entire day together. You know what I mean? He ain't even go to school that day. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's nice.
If it's beautiful, Casper, get into the microphone to say that. I'm just talking shit. But, yeah, we spent the whole entire day together. First thing we did was, I know I'm a Negan, but we went to Five Guys.
Yeah, you was waiting on that.
What you mean I was waiting on?
No, that was your plan.
Nah.
Okay, keep going.
Not at all.
Keep going, because I got something for this. Keep fucking going, because I got something for this.
We went to Five Guys.
Okay.
I definitely had a burger.
Okay.
A lot of beef.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't supposed to have it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Let's skip on the soul. What else?
Okay. At the evening.
Fucking Negan.
Right. After that, we go to the movies.
Okay.
Have any of you guys seen the movie Harriet?
No.
About Harriet Tubman?
No, not yet.
You haven't? Okay, well, Harriet Tubman was a bad motherfucker.
Well, I wanted to first say that your son is a different type of kid that want to see Harriet on his birthday.
That was definitely his choice.
So salute to that little crazy nigga.
Why he got to be a little crazy nigga, Dave? Don't do that. Don't do that.
He said I look like a murderer. He was a crazy nigga. So
Yeah, stop reminding the audience about what my son said. Like, chill. Like,
dude is fucking nuts. But that's different. I've never heard of a little kid wanting to see Harriet. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Out there, his big headed ass.
Can you at least say happy birthday to the nigga?
I said it last time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you only get it one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I swear, niggas ain't shit, man. Come on.
What's wrong with you, man?
Niggas ain't shit.
Every
man.
Day ain't your birthday, man. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep saying happy birthday every day. You just...
It's my son. I love him. What you want me to do, man? So, anyway, Harriet, right? She was a bad motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
She basically.
So you about to give us a fucking history lesson on Harriet Tubman?
I ain't know this motherfucker damn near died getting away and then freeing all these
nigga,
other motherfuckers.
Nigga, she was freeing slaves. You think she ain't went through some shit?
I ain't listen.
Come on, my nigga. Yeah, it was rough out
I just want to know how much of it was fabricated, though. That's all.
Yeah, you got to make shit cinematic, but I'm sure it's some shit that they didn't know.
I just like the fact that niggas working together, because you don't see that often.
You got to shout out to the white people, too.
I'm going to shout out to the white people that was in the movie theater.
Yeah. Shout out to the white people that helped Harriet. She couldn't have did it without white people.
Oh, I was talking about the old ones that was in the movie theater.
No. Oh, yeah. Shout out to them, too.
It was like on a Thursday.
Spending their money.
On a Thursday, 1:30 p.m. Ain't think no niggas going to be in there. Let's go see this Harriet shit. See how our old cousins used to do. I'm wrong for that. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
So after that,
shout out to the white people. I'm sorry.
What did you do after that with your son?
Defy gravity. Defy gravity. Definitely let me know I'm getting old.
Right.
Definitely let me know.
Then that was it.
You jumping went to around on trampolines and shit.
Let you know you out of shape.
Man, I was a little achy after that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a beer gut. That's a lot.
I don't have a fucking beer gut, nigga. Yeah.
You got a beer gut, you can't do that much jumping up and down.
You make up a lot of shit about me on here.
It fucks up your spine back, you know what I'm saying? Can't wear the salmon shirt.
Scoliosis.
Yeah, can't wear the salmon shirt no more. Don't fit you right.
I'm getting a salmon shirt all motherfucking summer next 2020.
For some reason, I feel like you got a salmon tank top on it.
No, I don't.
That's disgusting.
a salmon tank top.
I just feel like you keep supporting. But next, after the car.
No, summer 2020, I'm salmon shirt out. Salmon shirt out. Watch how I move out here. Watch how I move. I promise you. It's going to be wavy.
Okay.
So defy gravity. Don't want to go back. Achy. Mm. After that, then he says, let's go to Miyabi's. Yeah, the most expensive Japanese place in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That was nice, though.
It was his day. What am I supposed to do, man? Not give it to him?
You're a good father. I'm proud of you.
I try to be. It's hard.
But still, it was no reason for you to eat that burger and you're supposed to be eating healthy.
I didn't want the burger.
It wasn't no veggie burger?
It was. But it was nothing but vegetables and no patty.
Oh. You couldn't get that. Couldn't support that. So since my son here, I'm going to get a using
lies.
Your son.
Listen.
For your greedy use.
It was like.
Of putting pork
it was like
on that
the,
burger.
It was like the Hall Malls on Thanksgiving, bro.
How much bacon you had? You double the bacon?
I didn't use no bacon. I don't do the bacon on my burgers. I don't like bacon on my burgers. Well, even when I was just on that shit heavy.
On
nah.
Them grills they cook your burger on?
Still put the bacon
had swine
on it.
Right? On it. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So basically, you got all
so
kinds
still,
of swine.
So I still had a little. Ooh, pork
you lucky
in my
I won't
juice. Had a little pork and shit, huh?
Yeah, because they got pork juice. I tell them to spread all on there.
Little pork,
that's
residue.
A little flavor.
All right, enough of your diet, man. Come on.
This nigga was talking about it.
All right.
Hey, yo! Shout out to the mailman because you know that Amazon shit going crazy right now. I ain't doing no Christmas shopping. Fuck Christmas. Y'all doing Christmas shopping? Who you get some? You get some shit yet, Moses? No.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's son.
I know Dave like to buy for his cousins and shit.
Your moms.
Nobody getting shit.
Ain't nobody getting nothing, Dave?
Nope.
Girl.
Getting, might get give a couple cards out. That's about it.
Couple cards.
It's going to say, Happy Christmas. I'm sure you kind of spit it out.
Happy Christmas. Not Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, my nigga.
You got a little Walmart gift cards with that?
Nah, ain't gonna be nothing in it because it's a happy Christmas.
Oh, so you just getting the card, no gift cards.
Exactly.
No money.
At least put a Kit Kat in
it. The card gonna have the wrong message on it with nothing in it. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Kwanzaa, nigga.
Yeah. I hate that. Happy
Kwanzaa. On Christmas, nigga. What you talking about?
Oh, shit.
Nigga gonna give him a special. Mm-hmm. Nigga gonna give him a special 50 cent
card. It's the
card
thought that count. That's the whole point. It's the thought that count.
Yo, so
gonna be happy Thanksgiving. Gonna mark the Thanksgiving out.
There you go. It's gonna say
happy Christmas.
It's gonna say if you know, you know. God damn it.
Oh shit. So y'all seen The Irishman? Yeah. It was on Netflix. I started watching it. I got about halfway through. It's really good. How y'all feel about it though? Y'all seen it all the way to the end. I mean, you can spoil it for me. I don't give a fuck.
To me, it's...
I'm going to finish it regardless.
To me, it's right long, like the Goodfellas, man. Get down deep into it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on and...
Same writer, same director.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Getting murdered and who's in the movie. Like, come on. Like, I've been waiting for them to get in the movie since they was young. So, they're older now. It's still kind of tough, but it was a good movie to me.
My nigga had the crazy moves when he was in there shooting niggas in the diner. When he wanted to kill homie kids, he just wanted
to
nigga turned around with the bang, 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 bang.
I really like seeing...
He was throwing the gun bullet.
Like seeing Joe Pesci be the boss, kind of.
Right.
He's being traveled down, picking up, making pickups and shit like that, you know what I mean?
As he got older,
It shows you, like, they really didn't tolerate no disrespect, though.
I didn't know too much about Jimmy Hoffa. It really made me want to go back and kind of research him. I knew a little bit about him, but I didn't know, you know.
See, that's what I wanted to ask. This is based on some true shit.
It's speculation because Jimmy Hoffa ain't never been found yet. You know what I mean? So they don't know really what happened to him. And the only person alive is that person, you know, who played, what's his name? The nigga that was killing everybody, the driver, the Irishman.
Joe Pesci.
No, nigga.
No, we talking about Robert De Niro.
De Niro, yeah. De Niro. I think De Niro was the last one of them alive, so.
Oh, so he's telling the story.
That's supposedly. Yeah. He's not, you know what I mean? He's not telling
shit.
He's
not telling shit.
They're telling the story. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're telling the story from his point of view. Mm. I mean, he ain't saying shit.
It's some crap. I mean, like I said, I gotta finish it. I got a long way to go because it's fucking 3.5 hours, and I'm only like an hour and a half in. So when I get up out of here, I'm gonna go finish that shit. It's very interesting, but
it's long as hell. Yeah,
yeah. But y'all haven't seen Godfather of Harlem, have y'all?
No, nigga.
Nah.
Mm. When I was watching that, I think that's a good show or whatnot, but the way the Italians, I didn't know the Italians was dropping nigga like that. Like, just not giving a fuck. Like, and I say that because of, like, my peers and, like, my favorite rappers and the way they respect the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's looking like that history is like, nah, they was like, yo, fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah.
But that got me thinking different about them motherfuckers, honestly.
My nigga, it's a period piece. You got to understand back then, niggas, people didn't like black people, period.
Yeah.
And one thing about the Italians is they were...
Because I ain't living those times, so.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just going off of what I see now, whatever. But go ahead, I'm
the
sorry.
Italians were, everything worked because they all kind of stuck together. And they had some type of code. They were all from Italy, they all had different families and all that, but they stuck together at the end of the day. So, and that's what I believe black people like about the aspect of the Italians.
I can see that.
Cold and all that. They ain't it's giving a cold. Fuck it's about what's, you know what I mean? Right. How what they believed in and nothing, but niggas respect their code.
Mm. I think okay, that's when you put it that way. Right. Nah, okay, yeah. I see it now. I mean, when I was looking at that shit, I'm like, why the fuck? Why my nigga Hov wanna, why he respect, you know what I mean, wanna dress like these mob guys and all this other shit? And they like, nigga, they ain't even fuck with us like that. But when you put it that way, it's all about respect to the code. So, okay, that's real.
Yeah, you seen in this one, The Irishman. So like, just gotta pay attention.
Yeah, but see, I gotta finish it. I ain't finished it all the way through. I'm pretty sure I'm missing a whole lot more from me from right now.
Man.
You know what I mean? But I'm definitely about to finish that when I go to the crib. Moses, you got 24 hours to live.
Here we go. Bullshit.
What you want me to ask, Dave? Or 20? It don't matter. Whichever. 24 hours to live. You know you're gonna die.
Nigga, I'm gonna live it up, man.
What would you do?
Get some money. Go strip club. Why would you get money though? Shit.
Why would you
go out to eat? Don't pay for shit.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Go test drive a car. Don't come back. Nigga, it's a wrap. I'm about, you know what I'm saying?
Go test drive a
car. I'm going out, nigga. Huh? Don't fuck with me. Might try to make it to Mexico.
I mean, to be honest, that's a good point.
Yeah.
If you know you...
I'm playing all the, you know what I'm saying? All the hype. Griselda, Boom Boom, maybe 21 Savage. I'm in my mindset. I'm going crazy. I'm fucking loco. Okay? Chicken left the coop. Say I love... Tell everybody I love you. But things about to fucking change. And to walk off and make sure I have a coat so I can flop that bitch. Flop! Walk off. And take that fucking car I stole and drive off. And all I know is Potting gonna be like,
where the hell did you get the car from?
Last thing, you know what I'm saying?
After all that shit, yeah. Last thing.
Last thing on the news. Dirty Water Podcast of Moses.
I'm trying to put us in that.
Right.
You're the only person that's dying that day. Try to throw us in there. Nah. You go on. Why, yeah, thing.
Why I'm not. This is news, nigga.
This is what news do.
CNN.
They gonna involve no matter what.
CNN. Yeah. I can see y'all niggas not interviewing shit.
I can't wait a day. What the?
I don't know shit. Excuse me, I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Nigga, nowhere at work. You're the store.
Oh, man. Well.
What about you, nigga?
What would I do if I had 24 hours to live? I'm definitely going to get some pussy and throw that in there.
You going to get some pussy?
Yeah, for sure.
From whom?
I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah. That's what, okay. Where we getting this pussy from, my friend?
We got to finagle this threesome some kind of way. I don't know. We're going to try some. I got 20. I'm about to die. Like, I'm about to die. What you want me to do out here?
I'm good. I'm sure that'd be good for them.
That was a decent save right there. It was a decent save.
I'm definitely going to go rent the Lambo and not bring it back. I'm with Moses.
I hear that.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go.
This thing ain't going to live too long. He talking about trying to make a threesome. You know how long that shit.
Okay.
Choreograph. You going to fuck up your whole goddamn.
Listen.
You might not even get it. So you done fucked it up. I'm going to get that. You dead.
Right. You got to understand. It's still shit I haven't done in my life yet. So I'm still 24 hours live. I'm trying some shit.
You open the door,
I'm
dead.
Just trying some shit. I'm trying shit.
Yeah, you trying to die early.
You know what? I want you again too, Moses. I'm gonna go rob some shit.
Like, trying to get a quick thrill real quick, huh?
The thrill and then hide the money and leave it for my kids and my family.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Why not? I got 24 hours, man. Let me see if I can go get a quick meal, a quick half a meal. And it's all cash. Here you go. I'm going tomorrow regardless. And shit. I think that's about it. That's it, man. That's it for me anyway.
Mm.
My nigga Dave, 24 hours, bro. Oh, a piece of that I'll leave for Dirty Water if y'all still living. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Mm-hmm. Real shit. That's family too. You already know.
I would probably
nigga tell me he do
take
all
the durag off finally?
Nah, durag staying on all day. My bad. That's a fact. And I probably spend a couple hours with my mother, my grandmothers, if they still here. Nah, man, I spent a couple hours with them.
Family time.
Yes. I spent a couple hours.
Okay. Okay.
Let me get me probably a good zip of some fireweed.
Yeah, I'm adding that to my list too. Let me add that to my list too.
And I'm smoking all day long.
Yes. Yes. Preach. Preach.
I do kind of like the...
Nick, I told you I'm going on a rob spree. That's
right. Yeah. See, I was about to say that. I do like...
that's everything.
Committing a crime before I go.
That's sad that we like to do stupid shit. Like, why stupid we want to go out there just be robbing shit? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Fucking it's Grand Theft Auto time.
Right, yeah. Definitely Grand Theft Auto.
I like to do hood rat shit with my friends. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely going to do that. So maybe, hey, shit.
Well, like, smoke weed, cigarette.
Right. Hold up. Hold up.
And like playing my friend.
Definitely doing a robbing spree.
A robbing spree.
Well, you know, at least one.
What you gonna rob? I'm not really. What would you rob though if you gonna do it?
I'm not sure.
I'm going for a fucking bank.
I'm not sure. See,
I ain't gonna flex.
The thing is, I want
they easy.
The thing is, I want to rob something and you know and survive it. You know what I mean? So
if I can survive that,
okay.
Pass the note.
I'm passing notes all the time around here.
Yeah.
I feel you.
With the hat down low.
With the hat
I don't suggest it, though.
Okay. You sound like you got the formula.
Now, I see it on the news all the time, fellow observer, baby. I just be paying attention. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just walk in with my hat down low, cover my eyes, go to the clerk, and I'm passing note. I have a gun, even though I really don't have a gun, and hand over the cash, and they walk up out of there. Have you seen, can you recognize this person?
Mm-hmm.
No, nigga. No. Nigga hat down low, nigga. I can't recognize that motherfucker. I don't want to. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Got away. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, now if I could choose to have my last 24 hours, I would probably do it in maybe like Vegas or something like that. Yeah, you know I mean, only because you know, I mean, Vegas is just
quick flight.
You know, well, not a quick flight. If I had an option. I was already in Vegas. It was like, yo, you got 24 hours to live, blah, blah, blah. I'm still getting some weed. I was fucking talking to my family or whatever. I'm going to rob something.
You going to try a casino?
Huh?
You going to try a casino?
Nah, I'm not robbing a casino. I'm robbing something. I'm going to buy some.
You dead, bro? He did. Right?
He did.
Nah,
if you go to the casino, just consider like they're going to shoot you.
And once I get a little bread in my pocket, I'm going to buy some pussy. Right, and
nigga said I'm going to go buy some pussy.
That's right. I'm in Vegas, nigga. I'm not judging.
I'm not judging.
And then probably like my last.
I'm tired of y'all with this buy pussy shit.
What?
You better have some fucking talk game. It's 24 hours.
I got
you. Know what I'm saying?
Hey. I'm buying some pussy, my
nigga. No, you not.
You ain't got time to be talking to no bitch, my nigga. I got 24. I got about 2 hours left.
You got cash and shit on you because you fly. I know you.
Yeah, that's it.
Balenciaga.
So Dave basically saying I could buy the threesome with my wife.
You can buy whatever.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So now you just brought it right back to
the threesome. I'm sorry. You have a microphone, Queen Casper. You have a microphone. Please speak in. What you got to say about
what
that?
What is in his
what
hand?
What you got? Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Let's go.
This motherfucker still trying. He wants to die early.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
You're not going to fucking make it. You understand what you got to
do? Let
go
me
through.
Tell y'all something. No, she already know. I just be talking shit. I come on here and have fun. You know, it's all jokes. That's all that shit is. It's all fucking jokes. Mm. But the reaction I wanted from Queen Casper, she ain't jump on it, though. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Yo, get some more dirty water, Queen Casper, please. Get some more dirty water real quick. But what were we saying again? I'm sorry.
Word. Yeah. You know, just have a good time before you die. You know what I mean?
Just have a good time, man.
Especially if you know you're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably spend my last couple hours in some pussy is what I was trying to say. I got a couple hours left. I'm going to buy some pussy, and then I'm be like 5, 4, 3, 2 dead in
with
some
the
pussy.
Do-rag on.
Yeah, with the do-rag on.
Leave the cape
That's
out,
a fact.
Though.
Nigga, the cape is always out.
Okay, my nigga.
The cape is out when I'm robbing shit.
I'm going to edit that.
Oh, man. Come up with the cash and drugs right up in church and just fall out.
That's it.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
It's the last of me.
Yo.
Put this holy water on me.
This holy water. We said we want to talk about crying as a black man.
And you crying.
You crying.
When last time you had a good cry?
Are we talking about crying as a black man? Are we talking about crying when you was like a kid?
As an adult, man. As a black man adult.
I definitely cried.
Do you cry? And you know what I mean? When's the last time you cried?
I definitely cried when Marco died.
Right.
Definitely cried during the birth of both of my children.
Yeah.
Actually, I almost passed the fuck out during the birth of both of my children.
Tell us about that.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. Like I said, I'm right there. You know what I mean? And once you see that head, that visual come out.
The crown.
And it's, you know that's your, you know, that's your child. You know that's what you created. You know what you got, you signed up for with that. You know what I mean? It's just like, whoa. Like I got wobbly. Right. Like the doctor had to get him a rag and go ahead and sit down, sir. It's cool.
So was it the visual or was it joy?
Kidding.
Like what was it?
I think it was both. Just an overwhelming moment.
Right.
Like all crazy. That hit you at once though.
Right. And it happened. And it happened both times.
It's life. It's like you're saying it's life. So it's exciting.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely cried. And almost passed the fuck out and hit my head on some shit.
See, that's your little emotional time.
You think it's okay to cry as a man?
Yes. Why not? Huh? Get that out.
Okay. Do you teach your son that?
Yes.
You teach your son that it's okay to cry?
Well,
or do you teach him, shut up, nigga, stop crying, stop being a little girl? That's what I'm getting at.
I think I try to teach, depending on what he's crying about, try to ask to see what's going on.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? If it's something I feel like it's something like soft, like, nah, you ain't got to cry about that. Like, man up. Like,
something.
You know what I mean? Something soft, like maybe falling down or something like that, and you ain't break nothing. You know, I mean, I know it hurt, but man up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You be all right. It's cool. You know what I mean? Your finger ain't falling off nowhere.
Right.
But if there's something emotional going on, as how you're feeling about something, what can I don't know. Like it's like I can see why you crying. What's going? You know, something emotional.
You just talk to him. I think we had that situation. That's what you're basically saying, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's
definitely.
All you can do. It's not no.
He just turned 11. Shout out to him.
See what's wrong with the situation.
Yeah.
Because it's a different situation. Why you crying?
Mm. Definitely.
Last time you cried, Moses.
Last time you cried, nigga. What's up?
Nigga, it's been a good minute.
When nothing has affected your life for you to cry recently or nothing like that?
Nah, you know what I mean? That was last week. He was constipated.
Nah, I don't know.
I shouldn't have ate this cheese.
I hate the way it comes out.
So slow. So slow. Why? No.
So slow.
Why?
Yo, that is great. First of all, it's oatmeal.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Sorry, people. We get interrupted by people being talking.
You ain't said nothing.
You're right.
Oh,
she
don't
want to talk on the mic. She wants cookies. We love her.
Queen want to talk on the mic.
Are those cookies?
Yeah. One of the cookies, though.
So, Moses, you ain't cried, huh?
Oh, man.
You ain't no cry-ass nigga.
Nah, I did cry, though, but when I cry, I cry when I held my son.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When I got to held my son, that's when I started crying. Queen over there got food with the cookie though. So disappointed.
So you cry when you held your son?
Yeah.
When he was first born?
I held my son. He's first born, man. Another time I cried again when my dad told me he was proud of me. So That was another time.
Oh, so that's Tears of Joy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
That was just crazy. So
yeah, black men, I think, need to be a little bit more affectionate to their sons.
Is that like cleansing your soul? Like what my nigga Life Jennings said when you cry? Because he got a song called Cry. Off his first album.
You know, I think it's okay to cry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just get, you got sometimes shit build up and you got to get that shit out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I think the last time I cried was when I found out my grandmother had a stroke.
Oh, girl. Okay.
That should fuck me up.
Wow.
And of course, any death in the family is always tough.
Yeah. Dave, I don't think I ever seen you cry. I know you my whole damn life.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think I ever seen you cry.
Yeah, we don't do too much of that. But do a lot of smoking, though. You know what I mean? Do a lot of smoking.
Worry.
They get your mind off of it.
You know what I mean? More of the story is young men, black men especially, it's okay to be in touch with your feelings, you know what I mean? You ain't soft if you cry. Just don't be out here taping yourself crying and putting it on social media because nobody wants to see that.
No, people want to see that.
Now, nobody cares, but they want to see it.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, they want to see it, Dave.
For entertainment, I'm just saying, do that
they
shit.
They want to laugh at it.
Right. Do that shit on your
own
time.
But that's unfortunate, too.
Yeah, do that shit on your own time. You ain't got to be on social media crying. That go for everybody.
Wait
a
minute, though. Since you're talking about crying, how do you handle it?
Not because
your homeboy
look
at, cry in front of you.
I haven't seen my homeboy cry in front of me. Only in like during death in the family or death. I mean, one of the homies died or some shit.
All I could do was just stand there. I seen a nigga cry in front of me, and all I could do was just stand there and look at him.
What was the situation? What was he talking about?
Didn't hug him.
Nah, I didn't. Listen, if you no gonna talk, get in the mic, Quaid. You asked a question, but no.
What was the situation? He was going through some shit.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah, okay. He was going
through
some shit.
He was definitely going through some emotional things.
He was crying and shit.
But nah, hold up. I'm sorry. Nah, he could have manned up about that. Mm-hmm.
Some niggas is emotional, man.
He could have manned up about that. Like,
niggas is emotional.
Sorry if your gun got stolen. You know what I mean?
His gun got stolen and he cried about it.
Yeah.
He loved it. He must have had a body or two on that gun.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that part. But.
Must have thought he was.
You know, I just like
that's what I'm saying. Only way I'm crying over a gun is because I got a body on it and I don't want to get caught with it. You know what I mean? My fingerprints.
Nobody on that gun.
Okay.
Want nobody on that gun. What'd you say, Moses?
Yo, what kind of people
this
you hang out with?
Be young.
This is a very long time ago.
This is when you were young.
This is very
this ain't no older
you
time.
Know what it is.
Yeah, y'all need to relax because I'm not out on anybody, so I'm just chilling.
Who is it? I want to know.
Oh my God! Listen, Casper, we're not saying no names. We don't do that here. We don't do no names. We ain't doing none of that shit.
It's BB Gun.
This is the guy, man. Mommy gave me that.
Oh man, Red Rider.
You gonna shoot your eye out, kid? Oh my God, man. I hate you guys. I'm gonna switch this up a little bit, and y'all gonna hate this topic, but I hate the fact
why
that
you even bring that up. I never seen like niggas cry as like funeral. You gonna tell my nigga crying over a fucking gun. Over a fucking gun. Know how many guns there is?
But you know,
you know how many guns there is?
Are guns necessary, though? Is it necessary to have a gun, though?
Yeah. To me, it's not. It
definitely is necessary.
You say it's necessary.
I say it's necessary because everybody else got one. I mean, it's better to be with than without.
So you say being on defense.
For sure.
But this nigga's out there on offense.
Exactly. That's why you got to be on defense. It's better to be with than without.
So you say it's necessary.
Right. Let's do
Moses.
It.
Is it necessary, bro?
To me, it's not necessary. I mean,
yeah, it's not necessary.
Not necessary.
It's not necessary.
But at the same time, I want one. You know what I'm saying? Not necessary. Some people can just handle themselves.
Why is it not necessary, though? Why you feel like it's not necessary?
I want to have one for myself, my protection. I'm not saying, we just say it's not necessary because it's not really. Because sometimes you can have a gun and make some bad decisions.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Somebody get a gun and hype up the situation. Now he super hype.
All right. I don't think it's necessary, but
I think it's not necessary for white privilege.
But what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean for white privilege.
For white privilege.
Yeah, explain what you mean.
They don't have to have guns.
No, listen.
but they don't have to have them.
We can all have guns.
Right, we can all have them, but they don't have to have them.
My thing is not. It's not about them. It's not about them.
Okay, I ain't shit.
Yeah, it's not about them. If
I am,
listen, check this out.
Everybody got guns.
Listen, I'm fine with living in a world with no guns, but everybody got to get rid of their guns.
Everybody.
Okay, that's it.
I'm with that.
That's it. Everybody got to get rid of them, but I know niggas not getting rid of them, so I'm joining them. That's just what it is.
Niggas is definitely not getting rid of them.
That's all it is. Niggas not getting rid of mine. Niggas is not getting rid of their guns.
I'm illegal.
I think you know what I mean. Living in a world with no guns, it would be amazing, and I'm down for it. But I'm not.
Throw the hands, nigga.
Realistically,
throw the hands, nigga.
Yeah, realistically, that would never happen. You know what I mean? I'm down for living in that kind of society, but that shit ain't gonna happen. So I'm strapping up too.
That's the thing. People love throw the hands, but you got most people. They just ready to pop off.
Nah, niggas don't want to fight no more. So yeah. With that fighting,
it's ready
shit,
to pop off.
That
so
fighting shit is tiring.
Yeah, man. Fighting for 45 seconds is real. Like, honestly, the last tussle you got in,
unfortunately, niggas do not fight no more.
Yeah, niggas just want to squeeze it real quick and get up out of there, and they still get caught. That's the other fucked up part. But they still get caught. Motherfuckers snitching. Don't make no fucking sense out here.
Snitching.
So why do men listen to the woman before they listen to their homie? When their homies give them a little advice on some shit.
You go first of this day?
What's a good question.
I'm talking about because you cuddle with a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? I guess you want to say what?
Pillow talking,
I guess. Yeah, telling
your secrets.
Right.
Secret garden.
Why they let that shit to a woman before they let it to a man?
I think traditionally, men...
We ain't shit.
I wasn't trying to say that.
My bad.
We brought up to kind of believe that everybody's against you. You know what I mean? Now, when you share a specific relationship with a lady, that's a different type of relationship. You know what I mean? Niggas ain't on your side. That's what niggas is thinking all day long. But the person you lay next to every night is on your side. They think that's... They niggas prefer that they got... The woman got the best intentions for them than the man.
Woman they laying to every night. Shit, niggas just be... That could just be fucking with a chick for 2 weeks and want to tell them some shit. Niggas do that shit.
Well, that's just the power of pussy, then. What you want me to say? Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I think it's just the connection with the man and the woman, the way they interact with each other. Like, when they get into that, when they chilling with each other and they just get into that connection level.
Exactly.
Niggas just be spilling shit for no reason. Because niggas be having ego. Men have egos and want to sound macho. And they still trying to court her. And you know what I'm saying? That's why I think. Because niggas don't want to tell their homies no shit. Not no fucked up shit. Like, not no fucked up shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's how I see it.
As I said, so it's a different relationship.
What about you, Moses?
Different relationship.
Look at this nigga, Moses. We got to get a fucking camera.
What you think, Moses?
You ready for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Talk that shit, my nigga. Cause I see it in your face.
It's a different situation. Some niggas, you know when they tell the story, especially their homeboys, they'll switch up the situation. Or curve it where you don't know too much of the situation. So
fabricate you give it a little bit.
You're giving them advice of what you know, so they still listen. But at the same time, you gotta think, if this is your girl, this is your best friend, though. Possibly, right? That's how y'all met. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. You gotta do that. I feel like.
I mean, that's how you should meet. That's not
all the time. But I'm just saying, that's everybody don't move like that. You move. So when you talk to her, she gonna give you that advice because she wants the best for you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like niggas do that, because they feel like she wanted the best for you.
Right. It's all about ego.
So who we think our niggas just be hating on us?
No, I don't feel like no niggas be hating, because my niggas is family.
Niggas be hating.
Listen to what I'm saying. My niggas
family. I'm not saying y'all, but you know, us. No, sure
That's the difference in who you telling. That's what y'all stop doing that. Y'all be like, oh, that's my friend. That's not your fucking friend. That nigga don't fucking like you.
I think like, I also
he clowning you shit every time he come over. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about?
I also think us as men be feeling like females are hold secrets more than our homies will, for some odd reason.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I guess so. Yeah, like I said,
when
it's
they confide in a woman, like,
yeah,
you know
my
I mean?
Nigga, you
they feel
nigga.
Like they that's feel what I'm like saying. That,
yeah, right. But at the same time, that's still tricky too. Because at the same time, when shit hit the fan.
Oh no!
She
yeah, but
yeah, motherfucker! Oh shit!
And they let that shit go.
Hell yeah,
same thing with dudes, kind of too, though, because a lot of dudes don't like to live by that so-called bro code.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like we said. It's tricky.
It's
a different relationship, my nigga. You got you're penetrating your significant other. Yeah, now, if you was penetrating your homeboy, you might feel a little different. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
I'm just saying. If you was penetrating, you know what I mean? You might tell him everything you tell her. That's what I'm saying. You penetrating
Shorty. I don't
even
want to talk to my friends.
After you said it. I'm not talking.
I don't even want to talk to
none of y'all niggas.
That's what the fuck is wrong with Moses?
He don't want to talk nobody. That's disgusting.
That shit. Moving on.
Y'all is fucking
don't right. you do that. Don't you do that.
Like we were saying, you, like your significant other, woman. Shout out to the gays, man. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Nobody's bashing them. Stop it.
Click subscribe.
Word.
Yeah, man. Most important.
Yeah, show us some love.
It's Dirty Water Podcast. Look, we on Apple. We on Spotify, SoundCloud. Like, come fuck with us, man. We on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. We on Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. My shit is on Instagram, Dirty_Water_Lex. Dave's shit is Dirty Water Dave B on Instagram. On Apple, hit the rate. Follow us, man. Fuck with us. Word. Shout out to our fucking listeners. If you don't listen to us, fuck you. It's all right. You will be. So, guys, y'all remember that fucking thick-ass phone book back in the day?
Yeah.
Y'all remember fucking going, like, actually going through the fucking thick-ass yellow pages? Nigga?
When did you really go through the yellow pages for?
You know, listen. All right. Okay, all right, let's do it.
We used to go through yellow pages, get the pizza, then we go to yellow pages for prank calls.
Prank calls, nigga! So, hold up. Let me tell you the fucked up shit about me one time, though.
Because I was getting
I was young and stupid, right? And then you do the prank call, right? I don't know how to make a phone song.
All right.
Hello? Suck my dick, bitch! Hang on, right?
Oh, my gosh.
But then, you know, they do the Star 69 and call right back on the nigga and be like, You be like, oh shit, yeah, I heard what you said. Click. You be like, oh shit, you had to learn. Yeah. You had to learn to start doing the Star 67 on them. Right. Call it private. See, I was fucking up early. I was fucking up early.
Yeah, the buzz is going hard, man. They stepping on the butts to get shit.
Right. Yeah. They was definitely high seats. High chairs and shit. Yeah, booster chairs and shit for the kids. Put a couple fucking phone books on the seat so he can reach the table.
Hiding shit in.
What you hiding in the phone? You cutting the pages out like you in jail, nigga?
Nah, nigga, I was hiding weed and shit.
In the phone book.
Why you hiding the weed in the phone book?
My nigga didn't want that fucker. You didn't give a fuck about the phone book.
Oh, shit.
That nigga.
See this goddamn phone book.
My nigga on the movie Fresh, he was hiding some shit in the goddamn textbook.
He was cutting the pages out.
Yeah, this nigga.
This nigga cut the pages out like Shawshank Redemption. Nigga had the whole little picket in that bitch.
I had niggas so fucking crazy. Them niggas rolling no weed off the phone book paper.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck y'all niggas is doing out here, man?
Nah, they wild.
You can really do that? Y'all niggas, man.
Listen, you can smoke out of anything. You want to smoke fucking ink?
They were smoking Bible paper, too.
You smoking ink.
God bless them.
Like, nah, I'm good on that.
Yeah. That's crazy. Jizzle, you did. You got the mic, Jizzle. What you say?
Smoke Bible paper.
You smoke Bible paper, Jizzle?
Yes.
Why?
The clear paper, the back paper with no words on it.
Right.
Yeah. Smoke the phone book paper.
Why?
They have a ride to the store.
That's it?
No, didn't have a ride to the store and, you know, might have been raining or something. You know, couldn't get out, so I had to use that. Had to go for what I know.
One no ride to the store. We all go to the store back then. It was fucking raining. I remember. So I was like, what the fuck is this? White shit.
All right, so I seen some shit where Walmart had to apologize.
Niggas
right?
in prison were using the phone books.
Oh, you still on the phone book?
Oh, yeah, that was body armor.
Yeah, body armor.
That was definitely the
ready for a nigga. Right. That was definitely the protection.
First of all, why they have phone books? And I guess they had them around the pay phones. Yeah. That's crazy.
You ain't never been locked up, so you wouldn't know that.
I'm saying, where else would the phone book be?
That's maybe they people was bringing
niggas
them to
bringing
them.
The phone books.
You're not
up.
Sneaking in a phone book, my nigga. Come
sneaking
on.
Sneaking in phone books.
Why would you,
great
what
tape.
Are you talking about?
I don't know, nigga. Sneaking
in phone.
Maybe my people's going to sneak
never,
in a phone
yeah,
book.
Like, you know.
What's up with this big ass cake?
Right.
What? That is great tape. Right. I ain't fucking stupid.
This nigga.
All right, so motherfucking Walmart had to goddamn apologize for putting out these sweaters of Santa Claus, saying having some shit about had like three lines of coke, looking like you snorting coke.
Yeah, talking about let it snow.
You let it snow and shit.
I don't think it like. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't think it was like meant for that. I think it was just a regular picture, and people just took it out. You know what I'm saying? Just took it out the regular. But it did look like cocaine. I'm sorry. Like little lines lined up. Like he was ready to party. I was like, damn. So they got one of them damn shirts.
See, that's why I tell y'all niggas, man, fuck Christmas, man. I ain't fucking with Christmas, man. I ain't buying shit. So don't expect shit.
It's always some crazy t-shirts on the market, some shit.
Yeah, remember the snowman t-shirts and Jeezy t-shirts that they banned?
Man, that shit was love, man.
Yeah.
They would not let us wear them shits
that's
in K-Fair. They hated
some,
that shit at K-Fair.
That's some trap boy like shirt they just put in the Walmart.
They hated that shit at K-Fair.
They banned them shits everywhere. They banned them shits everywhere.
Yo, I seen this shit on the news where a bank mistakenly puts $37 million in a Texas woman account.
What?
A bank mistakenly puts $37 million in a Texas geez. Woman's a bank account.
Right. She can't get no nigga no shit like that.
Man. she definitely, they called the bank about it and was like, you know, I was like, what's going on with this deposit? I wouldn't have called the bank about this deposit.
I'm just being honest. Like, I'm not calling the bank about this $37 million.
That's a lot of money, and they would eventually found out.
I don't
care.
And
then what you spent, you would have had to pay back. Yeah, you would have. You would have had to pay back.
I'd do a couple days about that. You ain't getting that money back, though.
Yeah,
I'd do a couple days about that. You ain't getting that money back,
You would have had to definitely pay that money back.
No. I'll go to jail for a couple weeks about that.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm straight.
Like, you just know the sentence. You just get a couple weeks.
Right.
For stealing a couple million. Right. Like, okay.
I kept paying cashes, so I'm thinking they owe me. Uh-huh. So I'm like, this is my check. Uh-huh. I deserve it. Uh-huh. And I went out, got me some turkey.
That's definitely my
got
attitude.
Got me nice
That's
ride.
Definitely my attitude about it. Fuck it. Like, nah.
Nigga looked at his bank check. Look at God.
There is one. Thank you.
I was just praying for this.
Thank you.
When a nigga got money, he just walked funny because he's so busy trying to get it. Oh, God. Jesus. My leg. Is he doing a stanky leg? What's wrong with this nigga?
Oh, my God.
That's new money. Trying to get in the car.
Well, listen, man, this is motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. This is motherfucking episode 55. Jizzle and his bitch. Queen Casper and his bitch being low-key chilling. I like the vibe she's giving off. Love my nigga Dave. Love my nigga Moses. Love everybody in this room. Love the environment.
Yeah.
We out of this motherfucker. Europe.
Moses.